Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex is taking the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DiLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's episode, we're discussing the six pillars of intimacy and the power this framework has to transform your marriage.
There's a quote from Joyce Meyer that says, "When you are tempted to give up, your breakthrough is probably just around the corner." Mm-hmm. And as we talk about the six pillars of intimacy, I just want you to know that this framework really does become the breakthrough mm-hmm. for your marriage. But first, we start every One Extraordinary Marriage show with a hug. And a hug is really an opportunity to celebrate you and what you're doing in your marriage, right? What you've done to create transformation. This hug actually comes from a review from the Six Pillars of Intimacy book that starts off with, "Wow, just read through this book in one sitting, complete with highlighting, note-taking, and a lot of thinking." I love that you were able to sit down and just read it in one sitting. Mm-hmm. "As I've just come out of the roommate scenario, as well as feeling emotional intimacy outside of our marriage, we've recently started to rebuild our relationship and our pillars. Each chapter and each pillar struck a chord with me. For the first time in over 15 years, we're connecting again." Mm. "We took our first child-free vacation in over 10 years." Okay, happy dance.
Absolutely.
Everybody is applauding you for taking a child-free vacation. "And we're falling in love all over again. We've been married for 22 years. We are acting like kids again, enjoying each other, making time, and connecting. This book was what I needed to find the focus, identify each pillar as a separate source of strength and foundation, and to move forward to rebuild and maintain my relationship with my husband."
It's absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. And hey, we're here to tell you that you can now get the full length, the Six Pillars of Intimacy book, The Secrets to an Extraordinary Marriage. You can go grab that right now at sixpillarsofintimacy.com.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about the six pillars of intimacy. And it's really exciting that, you know, after almost 12 years, it'll be 12 years in January of 22, 12 mm-hmm. years of doing this show, that today we're bringing it all together. Right. You know, because when you've been doing something for as long as Tony and I have, Tony and I have been married for 25 years. Like mm-hmm. I just said, the show's going to be turning 12 here shortly. Oh my gosh. You find that there's a lot to reflect on and you actually get to see the patterns.
Absolutely.
Right. And, yep. and you start to see, okay, what are the shifts? What are those monumental points? And, you know, we realized during our 60 Days of Sex Challenge, which was episode 001, if you all have not listened to it, just give grace when you listen. Remember, that show is almost 12 years old. So give grace to Tony and Lisa if you go back and listen to episode one.
Any of our earlier episodes.
Right, but especially the first one.
Yeah, yeah. Please understand that was, you know, in January 2010. Mm-hmm. And Elise and I have grown over the years as well. And I just want to just put some context why we still continue to keep all of our episodes available. Yeah. A lot of podcasters take episodes down and all this. The reason we keep it up for you guys is so that if you do decide to go back, one, there's vital information and there's some golden nuggets in a lot of the episodes. And yet the other reason is because we want you to hear a journey. Mm-hmm. A journey of a married couple who got behind some microphones and talk from week to week about things that are happening real life. Sometimes you guys have heard episodes of just, you're probably going like, why are Tony and Lisa talking about that? Because that's where we are in life and that's what's happening. So just always remember that it's a journey and it's the same one you're on as well.
Well, and you know, it became clear to us as we were doing, going back to episode one, as we were doing that 60 Day Sex Challenge, that it wasn't just our sexual intimacy being impacted.
Right.
Initially, like I will tell you, and I will tell anyone that asks, when Tony first proposed the 60 Day Sex Challenge, I really only thought it was going to be the sex. Mm-hmm. Like that's what I thought I was agreeing to.
That's all I think I was asking for.
Well, yeah. I mean, because we didn't know.
We didn't.
We didn't know what was going to happen when we made our marriage a priority. But the reality is that, you know, as we were going through that 2 month period, we started to see that our conversations were changing. Mm-hmm. Right. Like I have vivid memories of conversations, you know, from that period of time. I can tell you exactly where we were. I can tell you what the sunlight looked like. I can tell you the vehicle we were driving. Like, it was so significant. I can tell you that the conversations and how we were handling our finances shifted, the time that we spent together. Like, I remember laughing for probably the first time in years during that 60-day sex challenge. One, I'm not prone to laughter. I tend to be more a pessimist, but I remember finding things really funny.
And I remember you finding those things funny right when we were like,
it wasn't always the most opportune time.
Right there in the moment of foreplay and sort of like turning into going to the next level.
And also trying to pray together.
And praying together.
That was the time that was really fun.
That was an early time for us trying that. And what would it look like to strengthen our spiritual intimacy?
Mm-hmm. These were all things that were happening at that point in time. And, mm-hmm. and, you know, each one of those back then when we did the 60-day sex challenge was really a seed mm-hmm. for what would become the six pillars of intimacy. We didn't know it
Absolutely.
At the time. You know, we thought back then that intimacy was just about sex, mm-hmm. right? That's why when Tony said, you know, we're going to do the 60-day sex challenge, I'm like, sweet, I'm going to be, you know, he's checked the box for Tony. I thought I was doing it for him. But what I didn't know was how much our marriage was going to get out of it when we focused on one another, when we were intentional, when we started to look at our marriage as more than just this place for, you know, great sex or great conversations, but we started really going, wait a minute, there are multiple areas that we have to relate to one another. There are multiple opportunities for us to build connection and closeness and intimacy. And we didn't know that when we got married. For us, it took, you know, I mean, that was what, was that year 11 that we mm-hmm. did the 60-day sex? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we were already into this whole marriage thing 11 years.
Yeah. And we've just had the privilege since January 2010 studying our own marriage. Mm-hmm. Elisa and I, you know, we come behind these microphones and we talk, and then afterwards we'll come off of these, and there are things that come up throughout the week, and we're just engaging one another. Mm-hmm. We're learning. We're picking up books. We're, you know, reading our own books. And I feel like we have just been on this journey of growing, strengthening our own marriage, mm-hmm. and over this time, studying marriages, studying your guys' marriages as you share with us what's going on in your marriage, and hearing from you guys. It's been an amazing 12-year journey.
Absolutely. And, you know, Tony just said that, you know, about the messages that we got from you guys, because we started in January of 2010 and we started getting messages back, I would say, the end of January, beginning of February. Mm-hmm. About
the first one we got was from Alaska.
Yes.
And we were like shocked. We're like, how is anybody even finding this show in Alaska? And then others began to trickle in, and more in
Colorado, yeah. Ohio, you know, throughout the United States and around the world. And you know, as you would share your marriages with us, right? You know, I talked, you know, just a minute ago about how, you know, with the gift of time, you really start to see the patterns. You start to notice mm-hmm. what's happening. And as a married couple, you see what's going on in your own marriage. And when you've got friends, you see the patterns that are developing in other areas. But we would hear from you guys about, you know, this idea that communication, or how you relate to one another emotionally, it wasn't just the words that you were speaking to one another. This emotional intimacy was about, you know, how to break the cycles of conflict, or how to break the cycles of ineffective communication, how to deal with the nonverbal language. We got to a point where so many of you were like, why is it that every touch has to lead to sex? And that's where we really got into this place that physical intimacy isn't sex.
Yeah, it's that non-sexual touch.
It's why when you hear us talk about the six pillars, there's a physical intimacy pillar and there's a sexual intimacy pillar, because they're not the same. And even if you're not touchy-feely, you can still have strong physical intimacy in your marriage, right? We started to learn, as you guys would communicate to us about what was going on in your finances, that one, financial intimacy is something that's meant to be discussed in marriage.
It has to be.
That it's more than just, you know, how much you spend at Target or how much is the car payment, but it really is an opportunity. I mean, literally, you guys, just yesterday I was having a coaching call. We spent the entire session talking about financial intimacy.
Well,
an entire session talking about money and payments and the power struggle and the back and forth.
Yeah. And even for us, just getting into diving into life insurance and trusts and wills and long-term. So all those sort of things that end up in financial intimacy.
Absolutely. You know, with the spiritual intimacy, you know, discovering that, that it's actually an intimacy that is, that your spiritual, your faith walk is actually a journey that's meant to be shared, that it grows as you're able to bring those conversations into your marriage, as you're able to pray together, as you're able to share in that aspect of your life.
Express
it. You know, we learned from a lot of you that recreational intimacy 100% matters, that that having fun and sharing experience is actually more important after the wedding than before.
Yeah, like, absolutely. That's true.
Like, it is so important that you continue to have fun after you've slipped the rings on each other's fingers. It's critical. It's critical. It's why now, like, I just burst out laughing when I think I'm being funny in our family, and Tony and Abby will just look at me and I'm like, look, I'm funny and I know it. So, you know, we just continue to have fun. And finally, you know, from all of the messages and what you all have shared and what we've seen in our own marriage, we've learned that sexual intimacy isn't just sex, right? It's not just intercourse. And it isn't something to be overlooked or dismissed or even weaponized. We've learned that sexual intimacy, from romance to initiating to foreplay and sexual intercourse, it all matters. And ultimately, why the six pillars are so important is that what we've realized, and our heart for each and every one of you, is that you understand that your marriage isn't one-dimensional, that it wasn't intended to be one-dimensional, and that you have the ability to put a framework in place that allows you to strengthen every aspect of your marriage.
And to do it together as a team.
And that's what's so critical, because there are a lot of tools and resources out there that will put husband and wife against each other. And the six pillars, literally, to lift up a pillar takes a team. No one person can raise a pillar by themselves, but each person can get involved. In this case, each spouse can get involved and say, what can I do? And how do I look at these six pillars and say, this is the framework that is going to be responsible for our breakthrough? So let's talk about that after this break.
You're probably not surprised to hear that things like stress, hormone fluctuations, and lack of sleep can affect your skin. I know I'm dealing with all of it. From dry skin to dark spots and acne, your complexion might not be where it used to be, which is totally normal. But today's sponsor, OneSkin, can help. They have a simple skincare routine that tackles skin issues like these at the cellular level. I know how many products you can have, but the simplicity of OS One Face and OS One Eye makes my life so easy. And I can tell you that the OS One Eye is making a difference on my crow's feet and under eye areas. I have two products, not a whole counterful of them. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code OEM at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code OEM. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support this show and tell them we sent you.
First things first, you know, as we come back and we're talking about the six pillars of intimacy, you have to know what they are. Because if you don't know what they are, then, and actually I want you to describe this, Tony, because you have this concept, you know, of people grasping for air. And I love the way you do that when you're talking about the six pillars. Like, and I don't want to try and like appropriate your language.
Yeah.
So explain why knowing the six pillars is so important.
Yeah. I think over the years, the biggest thing is what I have learned when I would talk to a guy and we're talking about his marriage, I would see sort of the wheels turning and him trying to share what's going on. And I'd see this just at church, meeting with guys from the one family, when we're at conferences, when we're doing, and I always felt like, here's somebody, there's something going on in the marriage, and yet what is it? And so I just, for me, likened it to, hey, there's a bunch of stuff up in the clouds, and I'm trying to grab something, because I'm trying to just get a hold of something so I can share what's going on. And more importantly, how can we address this area so that way we can have peace in our own breakthrough? And that's the way I would see it, is just like, oh, I'm trying to grab this, I'm trying to grab that. And yet when I share the six pillars and I go, oh, well, this is your emotional intimacy that we're really, that I'm really hearing you say, there, the eyes sort of light up and they go, oh, wow. Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, there's so much power in being able to name something, right? When you able to name what's working really well in your marriage and what you're struggling with, when you're able to put a name on it, then you're actually empowered to do something about it. When you don't a name, when you're like Tony said, and you're kind of grasping for the clouds and your hands are falling through, like something's going on in our marriage, but I can't pinpoint it. I can't grab it. You feel helpless. And that's why knowing the six is so important. So I'm going to run down them. Run down them for you. First one, emotional intimacy, right? That's the connection and closeness that comes from your communication. It's that sharing of your thoughts, your beliefs, your feelings, you know, verbally and nonverbally. Because let's face it, we all know what that nonverbal communication looks like. And if we don't get a handle on it, it can definitely cause all kinds of conversations to just go haywire.
The next one is your physical intimacy. And this is your connection and closeness through physical touch, non-sexual. So when we look at this one, and we would encourage you guys to, is how do we touch? That's not going to lead to sex. And I know this from firsthand because there was a period in our marriage where every time I touched Elisa, I could see her eyes rolling because she was just like, oh, you're touching me just because you want to have sex. And I realized, and I think we both realized in this one, when we can actually have physical touch, holding hands, kissing, hugging, even just coming up and just touching her in a way that doesn't lead to lead to sexual intimacy, it strengthens us and allows us to move on and into sexual intimacy together and in a place where it's just like it's more vibrant and passionate.
Well, I had a coaching client the other day, you know, first session. And one of the things that the husband shared with me is just having that understanding of the difference between physical intimacy and sexual intimacy has really been like a light bulb moment for not just for him, but for their marriage, because it's the first time that those concepts, that framework has ever been separated for the two of them. And so they can focus on building both, but not thinking that one is the other and have that be a source of tension in the marriage.
Absolutely. Love it.
The next one is financial intimacy, right? And this is that closeness and connection that comes from really digging into all aspects of your finances. This isn't just, hey, we need to sit down and do a budget, because your finances, I will tell you, the couple I was talking with the other day, I mean, we're talking car payments, we're talking, you know, getting the nails done, we're talking buying a house and the mortgage and the car payment and insurances and all of these different things. Why? Because it all falls into it.
And I would even put credit reports in that.
Oh, yeah.
There's so much that goes under in that pillar. Many of us will just look at it from what's coming in and what's going out. And yet, when you are honestly talking about it and looking at it together, oh my gosh, what can happen for you and your marriage? And looking not just a short-term plan, but even your long-term plans.
Right. Absolutely. You know, the fourth one is your spiritual intimacy. And this is how the two of you are close and connected through sharing your faith practices. You know, I've had couples hop on coaching calls and they're like, Elisa, how do we strengthen this pillar? How do we pray together? How do we do a devotional together? What does that look like for us to serve together? All of you start getting into it because, you know, like so many of these pillars, we're taught that we should just keep this stuff to ourselves. And yet when the two of you got married and you said your I do's, and I know we've said it before and I will say it again, you said I do to sharing your lives. You did. That was maybe you didn't say I do, I will share my life with you, but that was the whole implication that you and everybody sitting around you was believing. So sharing your faith journey, what that looks like with your spouse, is actually just another way to bring that depth of intimacy into your marriage.
Yeah. The next one is your recreational intimacy. And these are the dates and the activities you guys do together, the shared fun times, the moments you're creating with one another. And so how are you doing that? From, you know, going on date breakfast to date nights. Maybe it's going from, you know, getting out and sailing on the water to hiking, I don't know, the back country together, or your local park, or whatever it may be in between, from board games to, you know, axe throwing, which many of you have shared that you love doing and have shared with us. What are the dates and the activities you guys are doing that create fun? And in all honesty, in this one, I really think it's the shared moments we get to have with each other.
Absolutely. And, you know, the last one is your sexual intimacy. And it's the sixth pillar on purpose, in the same way that emotional intimacy is the first pillar. It's not like they're sequenced, but you know, really your sexual intimacy, everything that's involved in how the two of you connect sexually. You know, I mentioned it earlier, foreplay, initiating, romance, the act of sexual intercourse, new positions, toys, lubes, all of it, right? That all comes together. But you know, the emotional intimacy and the sexual intimacy are really the two pillars, because they're on either side. Those are the two that hold up,
mm-hmm.
hold and allow you to strengthen even the four in the middle. They all work together.
They do.
And I have to tell you that, you know, if this is the first time you've heard about it, or if you've been, you know, kind of hearing us mention the six pillars before and you're like, I'm not sure where we stand. The first thing that you're going to want to do after you know, you've kind of gotten a grasp on what the six are, is you're going to want to ask yourselves, where do we have strength?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that we tell people to look at where they have strength first is, this is so important. I want you to hear this. You got to know where you're strong, because where you're strong, you have skills, right? And you can take those skills and that success into areas that aren't as strong, areas that you want to level up, but you got to know where you're strong first,
mm-hmm.
so that you can literally rotate that 60 degrees and go, hey, let's tackle this other intimacy. And I want to tell you that the book, the Six Pillars of Intimacy book, actually has a link to a quiz
yep.
right inside the cover, where you can go and take that and you can learn. You can learn where you're strong.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, we want you to have success. If this framework is going to transform your marriage, you got to know where you're coming from, where you're strong, so that you can take those skills and you can take that knowledge and go, wait a minute, this pillar isn't as strong as the other ones. What do we need to do here, right? And you can go to sixpillarsofintimacy.com to get your book today. And again, the link to the quiz right inside the cover, right? And finally, you know, we've given them names. You've learned where you're strong. And some of you, even as we were describing them, started to think, you know what? Some of these aren't as strong as others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it is important to identify what's got cracks in it. And those cracks have names now, right? Like there might be a crack in your financial intimacy pillar, but now you can actually go after it. You're empowered.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not just like, oh, we can't talk about our money. It's like, no, there's a pillar there that has the potential to bring us close. It's got a crack in it, so it's not bringing us close. So now we need to go get resourced so that we can strengthen that. Or we haven't had fun in a really long time. Our recreational intimacy pillar has a crack in it. I can't remember the last time. Like this couple, right, that I read the hug. First child-free vacation in 10 years, people. First of all, round of applause for that couple.
Absolutely.
But secondly, think of the memories and the time that got fostered, recognizing, you know what, we haven't spent this time together. We haven't made new memories, just you and me, in this way for 10 years. Think of what that did for their recreational intimacy pillar when they went on that vacation, right? When you know where the cracks are, when you know the things that haven't been happening, guys, you're empowered to go do something about it. You're empowered to be able to look in the mirror and say, okay, I get it. This one's not as strong as the other ones. What can I do? But more importantly, what can I do? And then how do I link arms with my spouse, and what can we do together? The two of you literally have the power, you know, if I can use an old phrase, to raise the roof on your marriage by strengthening each one of these pillars. Tony's totally laughing at me that I just said raise the roof. He was trying to hold it in, so I'm just going to call it out. This is real world, you guys.
That was hilarious.
Because it was there. And you, sometimes when it's there, I just got to say it.
Got to say it.
Because you matter so much.
Yeah. You do.
Well, no, I meant them.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were.
Well, we do what we do is because we want to bless the one family, and it starts back again from when we started in 2010, and you know, when we started this podcast, it was Impact One Marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at this book now, and I think about the six pillars of intimacy and the life work that we've taken and the journey we've been on, and really, it is my prayer and what I'm pressing into, and I would think Elisa is as well, that you pick this up and there's a shift.
Mm-hmm.
There's a shift that's going to happen. And I'm believing that. Mm-hmm. I'm believing there's going to be a shift in so many marriages, because now you get to look at your marriage from a completely different framework that allows you to strengthen each pillar, mm-hmm. identify cracks, strengthen them. Hey, you're going to go ebb and flow. Seasons are going to happen in your life. So don't think just because you strengthen one now, it's going to be strengthened for 5 years. Things may happen. things may happen in each one of those, but now you can look at it and go, hey, you know what? We've been doing stuff really good over here. Now we can do it on this one.
Absolutely.
And they're going to ebb and flow. So as Alisa said, get the book. Get the book now, sixpillarsofintimacy.com. You can grab it, get and take that quiz. It's free. Go do it. You're going to be surprised at what you learn about yourselves and your marriage. And we can't wait to hear your hugs about what the Six Pillars of Intimacy are doing for you. So make sure you send those in, hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. You guys have yourselves a fantastic week. We are truly pressing in and we are believing for your marriage. We get behind these microphones because we want to encourage you, infuse hope. And most of all, we want to see you guys have the breakthrough that in the extraordinary marriage you desire. You guys have yourselves a fantastic week. We'll catch you next week. Love you guys.